Let's talk some cricket. David Saker has been appointed the coach of the Melbourne Renegades, back in action in the red. That's my team, and we need to turn things around. I reckon we've got the right man back in charge. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We are well, mate. We are well. I'm very happy with this appointment, David, because I'm a Renegades man and I've had enough of losing. Can you help me out?
Yeah, it hasn't been the greatest of 2 years for the red team, but, you know, 2020 cricket, you can turn around quite quickly. And, you know, in sport half, that things are never as bad as you really think they are. So I think we can turn it around quite quickly. Obviously, need to recruit well with our overseas players, but we think we've got some good local talent, and we can compete for finals this season.
The overseas component's interesting because seemingly in the last couple of Big Bash editions, we've had overseas players for a period of the season as opposed to the full length. Is that one of the challenges you face?
Yeah, and this season there could be a draft. I'm not sure what they're doing this year, but over the last few years you could pick your own players. But I think with COVID last year and before that, the length of our tournament, it's sometimes hard to lock players in for the whole tournament. Particularly, big prize recruit sort of thing. So you're probably looking at more the fringe international players that really want to make a name for themselves, or someone that's just wanting to come out badly to Australia and play in the BBL. But this year there could be a draft system, but that hasn't been confirmed. So that would make it quite interesting as well.
Yeah.
Will it be three, David, overseas players again this year?
Yeah, that's what it is. You can have up to three, depending on how much you're willing to spend. But you're definitely going to get two. If you've got some money left over, you'll probably go for a third one. We're pretty strong in our batting. I know our stats probably didn't show that last year. Obviously, Finchie and Sean Marsh, who are two classy players, didn't make the scores that you would like them to make. But I think we need to probably recruit in more an all-rounder or a spinning all-rounder or a couple of good fast bowlers. But, we'll have a look at the draft if it is that system. If it's not, I've already touched base with some players overseas. So, we'll wait and see in that space.
You coming back, how important was it to you? Because you were coach of Victoria, coach of the Renegades, and you were doing really well, really, really well. And then you got poached by the Australian team. Is it a kind of unfinished business that you want to come back and get back going again with Victorian cricket?
Oh, look, I'm always very grateful and happy to be involved with the Victorian system. Obviously, I played a long time there. I've got some fond memories of being involved with that team, and obviously got the opportunity to coach them back in 2015-16, I think it was, and we had some good success in the Shield team. The Renegades didn't have a great year that year, but it was my first go at it, and there's no doubt I'm a better coach now than then, but I've just learned around Darren Lehman. I was with Sri Lankan cricket for 18 months, and Nicky Arthur was interesting to be working with, so I think I'm a better coach now, and I think it's just like everything, you get better in everything you do, and cricket, you can never master the game, so you got to keep learning as you go, but I'm really grateful for the opportunity, and I'm really excited that, I'm back at a place I really wanted to be.
So what's the timeline now for you? When do you really need to get busy?
Well, I've sort of started to get busy with some phone calls to people, and, I was wanting to fly down and get to meet some of the younger players that I don't know that well face-to-face and have some meetings with Aaron Finch and Andrew Lynch, our list managers. But with COVID at the moment, I haven't been able to get down there. So I'm in Queensland, Arthur. I don't know if you know that, but when I got the job with Australia, I moved to Queensland. But I'll be coming back down quite often, and throughout the tournament, I'll be with the players and with the group wherever we travel. But I'm looking forward to getting my hands dirty and starting to get to know some of the players that I don't know that well.
Am I reading between the lines there might be a little Sri Lankan influence coming to the Renegades?
we had some really interesting spinning all-rounders, and, they're always pretty handy in your team. And with the Sri Lankan players, they're not always that well-known, which is quite handy in international in cricket these days, because everyone knows everybody, really. There's no real secrets, generally. And that's why when those some of the Afghanistan players and spinners came on straight up. They were really hard to sort of work out because no one really seen them. So I think we could, there definitely be, might be a Sri Lankan influence for sure.
Hey, David, there's always a local cricketer that's from Sri Lanka that's played 15 under-19 games and five games for Sri Lanka A that always pops up in one local competition.
Yeah, well, there's 22 first-class teams, and I went and watched quite a lot of first-class cricket over there, and I reckon both you and half Whitey would probably get a chance in playing first-class cricket if you moved over there.
Yeah, so... Well, I was going to say, I could probably do a job at number 6 for you if you need me, so we can talk about that next time you're down. But I'm very excited that you're in charge of the team in red in the Big Bash. It's my team, and I want to see us back atop the table. We appreciate your time, Sakes. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much, guys. Good luck for the rest of the day.
Thank you very much. David Saker with us, the new coach of the Melbourne Renegades.